What's up with y'all? You know, first podcast, the Big Boys Podcast, coming to you. It's a little late, you know. We wanted to get you out today, though. I'm Cameron, you know, and I got, you know, my co-host with me, my co-owner.
Yeah, Gabe.
You know, this first episode is going to be a little shaky, but, you know, just bear with us. You know, I'm Cameron. I'm from down south Broward. You know, I love basketball. I love football. I'm a sports kind of guy. You know, also like mixed martial arts. And stuff like that. We also I play video games, you know, typical Madden, 2K, Call of Duty, Fortnite. You know, whatever it may have you, some other stuff, but, you know, just some, us a regular dude, you know, nothing too lavish, you know, but that's me, Gabe.
Yeah, you know, I love sports too. I'm from, PR, been in Florida for a while now. You know, I love basketball. It's really the only sport I play and watch. I don't really watch too much football, any other kind of sport. Love video games too. Call of Duty is the main thing I've been playing right now. Call of Duty 2K. You know, especially Call of Duty when I be, you know, kicking some ass on there. 1v1s and stuff. My boy Cam, be dropping him off a little bit. But, yeah.
That's trash talk, Gabe. That's per usual. But, also want to preface what this podcast is about. I just want to say thank you for the couple people who follow us on Instagram.
That's great. 70 something followers already.
Yeah, I mean, it's small for y'all, but like the growth for us is pretty dope.
I didn't think we were gonna get up to 70.
Yeah,
I think it's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's dope. And just want to say thank you for the people who subscribed and, you know, is actually waiting for the podcast that we're gonna be dropping.
Yeah, and take time to like our pictures and view our content. Yeah, it's super for sure. Nice. I love it.
Thank you. That's one thing I was talking to Gabe about, how surprised we were, like the NBA community. Like, y'all just like this, how y'all do the rounds, I guess, of liking and following people and just,
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, appreciate it. But want to preface it, I do want to say we're not a strictly sports based podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna try to talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah, you know, sports is gonna probably be the main topic, but, you know, we want to throw in our shoes in there. We love shoes, we love video games.
We spend way too much money on shoes,
though. Way too much, you know. This is part of it for the podcast, but, you know, other than that, but we truly do love to, we talk, you know, so we said, why not throw it up on somebody so we can have a debate about some stuff, you know what I'm saying? We talk anyhow. But yeah, you know, shoes, video games, you know, just like culture things, you know, that's important to me and Gabe, and, you know, but also to you, like, we want to start, like, a little group, you know what I'm saying? Like, a little discussion group based, you know, like, we want to have conversations, like, me and Gabe can come up with some certain things, but I know people out there have different minds and think differently, so we're down for that.
We definitely want to hear all that stuff, too.
You know?
But, you know, I love having debates about people with sports, games, everything.
Yeah, and
especially with you, you know. We argue all the time about different things.
Oh, for sure. You're going to hear it today, LeBron and MJ. You're going to hear a little bit of it. But, yeah, you know, that's the premise of this podcast. We two big dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't, you know, fat, but we husky, you know, so. You 6'1", 6'2"?
That's what he said. Cam's like a giant, bro, but we just had a little debate earlier that he's super tall. He's like, oh, he's like 2 inches off of me.
He's like 6'1", I'm like 6'3". We two big dudes, so, you know, we want to keep it something simple, you know. And the reason for the Miami colors, you know, like, it was mutual, but I'm from Broward, and we, right, you know, Miami, I don't know, we just like the whole Miami Vice kind of vibe was kind of sticking with us, so.
We both are, he's both our favorite teams.
Yeah, you know, so we love the Heat a lot. And so, you know, that was just kind of the aesthetic we liked, and we made the logo like that. So that's kind of the vibe we want to give off as well.
I'm not sure. I don't think they've seen the logo yet.
Oh, well, the logo's going to be dropping today. When you see the logo, you're going to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the
logo is super dope.
Because I'm going to be changing that on Instagram and everything like that. So, but we're excited, honestly. Like, we've been stoked for this. We've been, you know, like, I don't know if the dedications was shown on the Instagram page, but we really, like, enjoying this whole Instagram process.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like having people follow us, engaging with new people and stuff like that, and we just want to see where it goes, you know? So,
you know, something I want to say, when I first met you, you know, when I first started working at the pet store over there,
yeah,
I did not think we were going to be doing this right now.
Yeah, you know what? It's truth to that, for sure, you know? But that's a common thing, but, like, you know, Gabe came in, I was already working there for about maybe 2 years.
Yeah, around there, and I didn't think we were going to, you know, be as close as we are right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, we had a little fallout for a little minute, you know, but that's all under the table now. But I consider Gabe to be a brother of mine, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said, let's do the podcast. You know, we talk a lot, like, you know.
Literally, we talk every day.
Exactly.
Long, like, at a time.
All the time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we text and we call in and we just making sure, at the very least, that each other is okay. You feel me? Like, are we playing games or something like that? Like, we just vibing, you know? So, like, the podcast was just inevitable, to say the least. But enough of that. I think that was a good intro.
Pretty good. Yeah, let's go into it, you know.
Let's get into it.
We had planned for it.
Exactly. So, the first thing was the bubble, right?
Bubble, yeah. Bubble. The crazy thing.
It's crazy.
I love that they put the effort into bringing back basketball, especially with everything going on with, you know, I don't really want to get into it, but, you know, the virus and stuff and all the racial stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great that they were able to bring basketball back.
Yeah. I agree. And we were talking about it a little earlier. The bubble is really making people shine.
Definitely, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jamal, Donovan.
Even TJ Warren.
Even TJ, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
though, you know, it got smoked by Jimmy.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
It got swept, but. Yeah.
But.
You know, like, you can tell he's improved.
Yeah, for
probably
sure.
Come back next season. I'm not going to say all-star, but maybe borderline all-star. Especially if he could lead the Pacers.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's just, honestly, I think this is the most enjoyable time right now, for me at least, in the past couple seasons, for basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody right now being stuck at home, too.
Yeah, like.
Because you can't really do much outside.
Exactly.
You're stuck at home. What better to do than watch the games?
Watch the games, you know what I'm saying? And just, like, kind of sitting there and make conspiracy theories about who's going to make the next series or whatever, you know? But it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We've been enjoying it, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of the biggest topics we've had for the past couple weeks is basketball. You know what I'm saying? When we was coming up with this podcast, we were just making notes, and,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Saying things out, you know, ideas and stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, let's talk about the game we just watched.
Mavs and Clippers just finished. Sadly, Mavs got eliminated. I mean, Luka had a great game.
Mm-hmm.
I believe 39-99.
Yeah.
You know, if Kristaps didn't get injured or suspended, it could have maybe ended it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But they pushed the Clippers to 5 games, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, Clippers are the top team, Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah.
And playoff Pete just, you know, showed up. He showed up a little bit late.
A little late.
But, you know, he showed up at least.
He came.
Hopefully he could keep it till next series.
We can only
know.
Hope.
Yeah.
We can only hope. But he did come back. That's all we can ask for. And he put up numbers.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it's going to be a little hard with Denver. Denver's pretty good defensive
team. Yeah, you know. And, you know, not to be ignorant about it, you know, he said he was going through a dark time. Hopefully he's going through better stuff now. Yeah. But, you know, we like to see good games. You know, we like to see players who do what they do it correct. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
Paul George is a great player, too.
Yeah, of course, a great player. And We just love it. But, you know, let's not forget about Kawhi. Kawhi's out there. I mean,
Kawhi, yeah, he's not human.
He's a robot, you know what I'm saying?
He's been doing his thing.
Yes, but you can even see a little bit of emotion creeping out of Kawhi every now and then because he's passionate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so a little bit. I mean, you know, it's enough for Kawhi, though.
It's enough for Kawhi. We'll take it. We'll take the emotion when we can get it. He's a fun guy. But, you know, but Clippers deserved it. I think I wanted Luka to go, but Clippers deserved it.
I feel like Luka's going to come back stronger next season.
You do?
I feel like it, yeah. It's no, you know, I don't think he's hit his peak yet.
You don't?
No, he's only 21, bro. Like, you're older than Luka.
Yeah, and that's, yo, like I said, if somebody could come out here and teach me how to play good basketball, I'm all for it. Because if Luka doing numbers like that at 21 and I'm over here just, I can't even play 2K correctly, okay? I need help.
Oh, yeah, I'd be whooping him in 2K. Okay. as another,
well, we're not going to get into that right now, okay? Because he likes to cheat. But regardless.
Oh, man.
Regardless.
Yeah, we'll keep this conversation for a little bit later.
That's going to be a debate for next episode, maybe. But Luka's 21. He's out there. I mean, he's just doing good numbers, you know? And like he said, he's not peaked, you know? And
But he's been hooping with pros since, I believe, since he was 13.
Since he was 13? I mean, look, he has it ingrained, and I think he also has a love for basketball. I think there's a difference between playing basketball and being passionate for basketball.
Definitely is.
You know what I'm saying?
You could tell some players that, you know, they might just do it for the money.
Yeah.
But then you got other players that are, like, they just love the sport.
They love the sport. They'll do it for a six-figure paycheck or, you know, a normal man's paycheck.
Especially
you know
the players that be in the season 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron's year 17. Kobe did it for 20 years.
Yeah.
Timmy D, you know.
I mean, that's
crazy.
That's a good, you know, tenure. You know what I'm saying? We were talking earlier about Vince Carter.
Yeah, Vince. Oh, man. Vince Carter, I didn't think he was going to retire this season. I thought he could have kept it going.
Vince Carter, in my opinion, could have went to 70. You know, like, am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I agree with you. He's 42 now?
Yeah.
Probably 60, you know.
Bro, he could have went a couple
probably
more.
Still get up and dunk on somebody at 60.
Yeah, but with that being said, we also remember that Kobe retired. You know, rest in peace, Kobe. But when Kobe retired,
2016.
2016, you know, Kobe was he said he was peaking, you know, like you could see every game always iced up.
Yeah, he said his mind could take the hustle, the mentality he could take it, but his body couldn't take the hustle anymore. You know,
and we don't want to push nobody to do something they can't. And yeah. But Kobe gave us a great time.
Oh, he went out with a bang though. His last game.
Yes, amazing. 60
points and the win for the Lakers. Yeah, Utah is crazy.
Kobe gave us his greatest.
But I feel like all the time guys that retired recently, like Dirk, D Wade, Kobe, mm-hmm. the last games they have pretty good games.
They want to go out and show people that they owned NBA at a point in time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it was their league.
You can't go out soft. You know what I'm saying? You have to go out and show that you did it correct.
Yeah.
But you know, bubble right now crazy. Unfortunately, like Gabe said, Mavs are out. Clippers are going to next series.
The Lakers just moved on last night too.
LeBron and AD. Let's get into it. Let's talk about
AD
it.
AD had like 43 points, 9 rebounds, something like that.
Yeah.
LeBron had a triple double. Mm-hmm. And it's just like watching the playoffs, you could always expect LeBron to drop a triple double, but it's just like you know, it's just amazing to see it happen over and over and over.
Over again.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about earlier, like LeBron is how old?
35. I believe he's going to be 36 in December.
And LeBron plays like he's a rookie. You know, let me not say that. I think that's disrespectful.
He plays like a vet he's in like a 20-year-old body.
Exactly. You
know? Like he hasn't aged one bit since he got in here.
Exactly.
He's gotten smarter. He's studied the game much more. You know, he's not as skinny as he was. All the way he's put on is straight muscle.
Straight muscle. The man is cut, dude. I'm jealous.
Like if I saw LeBron running at me, I'm getting out the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you think I'm gonna be on the court if LeBron was on there? No, thank you.
If not I take today. A charge from LeBron, I'm probably going to be injured for the rest of the season.
Come on now. That man could be a full linebacker, okay? Let's be real.
He played football, too, in high school. I don't know if you knew that.
You could tell, okay? Because that man does not care about who's in the paint. but, you know, LeBron is not... Honestly, he's in his peak still. LeBron takes what he used to do good and he can't do good no more and puts into other assets, you know?
And he wasn't that good of a shooter either, I believe, when he came into
exactly.
the NBA.
I think he used to be the best shooter in Miami.
I think he had a couple shooters that were helping him because, you know, he had Mike Miller, Ray Allen. Yeah. Shane Battier was a good shooter. Even when he went to Cleveland.
Yeah.
He had J.R., Kyle Korver.
Oh, Korver, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, I've heard Channing Frye, he's a big man. He's a good shooter, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that helped him improve his shot a little bit.
For sure.
Yesterday, I was watching the game, and he was, I think he had a buzzer beater in, like, halftime. And he just shot it in somebody's face. I'm just thinking, like, he's confident shooting the ball now.
Yeah.
His free throws are still, you know, they could use some work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's confident shooting the ball, especially right now in the bubble in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And this becoming apparent, I just love that LeBron is always a good team player, though. No matter how good LeBron is, he's such a great...
He'll get everybody involved.
Exactly. Like, he has the most assists almost all the time.
He got the... What's it called? He won the assist record. He led the league in assists this year.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
You know, and...
And he's 35, 17th year. Mm-hmm. And he's still leading the NBA and stuff, which is crazy.
And it is crazy. It is definitely crazy. And you just love to see it, you know? Don't get me wrong. Rest in peace, Kobe. But Kobe was a little selfish. Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
I mean, it got him 5 rings.
Exactly. Rightfully so. But LeBron makes sure that his team is playing, but he does it to where he knows he can win with that assist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah, but definitely when he can take over games, though.
Oh, yeah.
He can take over games and make them win the game.
Well, I think just like overall, though, with his mentality, like he's like, okay, this is where I have to become LeBron, or this is where I become a really good assist player.
He's such a smart player. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
Like, he knows when to make the right play. He knows when to take his shot.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you need him to take over, he's going to take over.
Especially,
and he has AD right next to him, too.
I was just about to say.
AD, top 10 player in the NBA right now, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
AD
and
is a bucket. He could get a bucket when he needs it as well.
When he needs. Oh, I mean, how much points he got the other day?
43.
43 points. Yeah, man. And him and AD, man, great combo.
I want to talk about Melo yesterday. Got 27, and he was efficient from the field.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, when LeBron and he played against the Knicks.
Back
a couple years.
You know, rest in peace. I mean, he's not done yet.
No, I think he said he wanted to come back to the Blazers next year.
Yeah, he wants to stay in the Blazers. He felt like a home.
He said he found a home.
Yeah, he found a home. So
I definitely want to see him get a ring, but
I would love it.
I'm glad that he likes it in Portland and they gave him a shot. And he deserves it. He shouldn't have been out the league for as long as he was.
Yeah. You know, a little stupid idea. If y'all listening, y'all should get all the best players, you know, Melo, Dame, all the people who don't have a ring yet, put them on the team one season.
Try it in 2K. And my whatever happens in 2K comes for real.
We're gonna run that simulation. We're gonna put on the channel. We're gonna put on the IG. But yeah, you know, I think he deserves a ring.
Yeah, definitely.
I think LeBron didn't disrespect him in any way last night.
No, it was all love after the game. So they were hugging it out.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Melo told him to get that ring for Kobe.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think he will. I definitely think LeBron will get it this season. I think LeBron
He wants it. He want to get it.
Oh yeah,
he want to get it
for sure. And you know, I'm not too big into superstition things, but that game with 24-8. Kobe Day.
He said that Kobe was there with him in the arena.
You know,
that was crazy, yeah.
Some things are just weird, and you can't explain it.
He said he looked up at the clock, saw 24-8. He's like, yeah, I know he's in here with me.
You can't explain it, you know what I'm saying? And you just got to believe now that they're going to win it for Kobe, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I think this is one of the best seasons right now for all players. Players are going explosive right now.
Everybody's hooping.
You know, exactly.
All the young players are hooping. Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray just been going head-to-head. Both dummy. Had 51 points. That one going. Is the NBA record. Is crazy.
Oof, dummy. I mean, you know, like people who really wasn't inside your you know, your headboard.
Radar or whatever.
Yeah, your radar. You know, making headlines and stuff like that are not just dominating. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, like Donovan Mitchell is consistent. Jamal Murray consistent.
Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum.
Yeah, you know, just consistent plays.
Bam
right
Adebayo hooping too.
You know, and you know, we're not gonna talk about Jimmy Buckets right now, but you know, a little later. But still, like, there's a consistency that we see from players.
Yeah,
and we love it. We love it.
Chris Paul. Everybody doubted Chris Paul at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I think he had a 2% chance.
Yeah, they didn't think the OKC were gonna make the Thunder the playoffs.
Yeah,
but at the beginning of the season, they didn't even want Chris Paul to play for them. They were just going to trade him flat out when they first acquired him.
Yeah.
And he led them to the playoffs. He's been mentoring the young team.
Yeah. No, CP3, great mentor. I think he's a vet of the game, and he understands the mentalities of players. You know, he's more of a backbone player. He might not be this peak ultra player right now, but I think he's definitely a backbone of any team he's on. Definitely, you know, people's going to have to go to CP3 before they make a lot of decisions.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Russ, too, coming back.
Russ, yeah, he didn't have too great of a game, but it looked like he was locked in the whole game.
Yeah.
The way he was watching Harden play and the whole Rockets team.
I don't think I seen him blink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when he was off the court, his eyes were just, he didn't look nowhere else. It was all on the game.
All on the game. But once again, another person that's passionate. He loves the game. He loves the game. And I
feel like he gets so much more hate than he really deserves.
You know, I agree.
Because he's a great player.
A great player.
You know, he did throw up a couple shots in OKC, but he was, when KD left, it was all Russ.
Yeah.
I had nobody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Russ is a great player. He gets too much hate.
Yeah. But, you know, they're doing a great job right now. James right now is really doing.
Yeah, James Harden is, he's just crazy. He every season you just expect him to put on a show.
Yeah.
He's a contender for MVP every season as well. Yeah. Him, Giannis, LeBron has been a contender ever since he got in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just great basketball, but you know, James been putting up buckets, and you know, there's good basketball we love to see. It's just great stuff, and I think they're gonna, you know, get to next series.
I feel like it. Yeah.
You know, I feel like they get to next series, but yeah, you know.
Especially now that Russ is back too. First game, he was a little rusty the first game, but
oh yeah,
he should be fine next game.
Yeah. I think that's what I was gonna say. You know, let's call it rust. You know, I think, you know, he's just back. He's just figuring out his little groove and stuff again. I think next game he's going to do some crazy numbers.
Yeah.
He's going to do it, you know.
Maybe. I love his game, too.
Yeah.
Like, crazy layups, but then he'll just dunk it on you if he has it, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, the kid's cool to me. I love Russ. I love James, too. You know, the beard. Man's dope, you know. And, damn, sometimes, I mean, you know, don't get on me, James, but he look a little pudgy, you know what I'm saying, lately.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look in the best shape, but he'll still drop a 50 piece on
but
his
that's
team.
A weird part.
That's crazy.
And the funny thing, he's also like 30-something now.
I believe so, yeah.
He's also 30-something now, and I would never
early 30s, him. I believe, yeah.
That's crazy. You know,
All these great players, like, almost, like, in their 30s now. KD's 31.
It's wild, dude.
Steph is, like, 32.
It's wild.
LeBron's 35.
You know, and I think we're just talking about either today or maybe yesterday that it's going to soon be all of our players that we grew up watching are going to be gone.
Yeah, it's crazy. Know? It's just going to be all these young players.
All the new players. And don't get me wrong, I'm excited. Ja Morant.
Oh, yeah.
He is the future, in my opinion, guys. I definitely think Ja Morant is a big part of our future.
Trae Young is pretty good too.
Trae Young, oh, buckets for days.
Mm-hmm. This ain't the next Steph Curry with him. His shot is crazy.
Trae Young, man, buckets for days.
Can't wait to see LaMelo when he gets into the league.
Yeah. And you were saying something about Lonzo earlier.
Yeah, Lonzo's one of the, I mean, I like Lonzo's game a lot. He was hooping before the NBA stopped with the coronavirus. But, I mean, he was a little disappointing in the bubble. He did tweet at ESPN, make sure you post my stuff next year, too.
Yeah.
So, he probably has a chip on his shoulder because they were getting on him a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I like Lonzo. I like his game a lot. Even when he was on the Lakers, I don't think the Lakers should have traded him. He's a great playmaker. If he can't score, he's a good defensive point guard.
Mm.
And, you know, he's a great playmaker as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait till LaMelo comes into the league next year.
Yeah. I think all of the reason why people kind of hate LaMelo if they do, or Melo, is because of the father.
Yeah.
He put so much hype behind them. Everybody, big baller brand this, big baller brand that. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to kill the game, do this. And when he didn't really live up to those hype, because he's not a bad player.
Oh,
he doesn't live up to the hype that people expected for him.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, like, hopefully next year he actually proves that, you know,
he can take out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm hoping for the son, too, or the other son, LaMelo.
LaMelo, yeah, LaMelo been playing with pros already.
You know, I think he's ready, you know, because we was talking about college. College is different from NBA, but if you're playing with people who's overseas, that's a big boy basketball, in my opinion. Yeah, he might not be LeBron basketball.
Yeah, he left high school to play with pros with his other brother, LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, yeah.
And he came back to high school, he played at Spire High School, and then he went back overseas to play with a grown man, you know, as pro athletes over there, too.
Yeah, yeah. But we're excited to see, you know, he's what, number one draft?
Most of it. I don't think he drops in the two.
Yeah.
There's no way he drops in the two.
Yeah, and it's looking dope so far. You know, the draft in general is looking dope. There's a couple picks that I'm kind of excited for to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's but these players are getting there. I'm also a little disappointed in, I don't want to say disappointed in Zion, but I just feel like he's lackluster.
Yeah, I think Zion just needs to drop a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Before he can be that star that he's been portrayed to be.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't want, you know, his knees, they take a lot of pain when he comes down from those, you know, those dunks, getting rebounds and stuff.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of weight on it.
Yeah.
So if he drops a little weight, even when I was watching the Pelicans play in the seeding games, he looked a little bit tired, you know, getting back on defense and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why they were, like, benching him, taking him out of games. Yeah, he was on a minutes restriction because he would just get tired. He couldn't keep up.
Yeah. And, you know, Zion, if you want to listen one day, you know, I think a little bit of advice, you know, just maybe ask LeBron for some conditioning advice, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're pretending to be the next LeBron. Just, you know, ask LeBron. He's a legend.
Ask LeBron, you know.
You know, LeBron seems like a super humble man, too.
Oh, for sure. You know, and he's used to this. He's, what, like you said, 35. He's huge, you know, as far as muscular, and he's a tall fella. So, and, you know, we call Zion Baby LeBron. So, you know, go get that advice from him. Go see how to condition, how to, you know, be better with your lungs and, you know, be a better player, because I would love to see Zion do numbers like LeBron.
Yeah.
I think it'd be dope. If LeBron leaves and Zion comes in, like, right after him, I mean, it won't be LeBron, but it'd be a nice continuation.
But I think when everybody retires, the league's still going to be, you know, as good as it is right now.
Oh, for sure.
With all the young players coming in. And it's crazy that some of them, like the same age as me or like, you know, a little bit younger than me, younger than you. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, but I agree. I don't think there's going to be any kind of, like, dull moments. I'm excited for the new generation of basketball players and what we're going to see. Because soon these vets are out. We got to understand these vets are going to be out, you know, at least the vets that we know and love.
Yeah, the ones that we grew up with.
You know,
LeBron, Melo, D-Wade gone already.
Yeah.
Dirk, I watched Dirk a little bit. He's gone.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, once again, rest in peace, Kobe. Rest in peace, his daughter, Gianna. But Kobe's, you know, not here. We couldn't even see him produce again for his community. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had 4 solid years, but we would like to see Kobe for the next 20 years after his first 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of.
He got an Oscar with his little mini movie, but I feel like he has so much more that he wanted to do.
Yeah, so much more. And Kobe was a smart man. You know, Mamba Mentality, the show that he had, or it was that was what it was called, Mamba Mentality. He had like a little show on ESPN.
I'm not too sure.
Well, he had some show where he would like kind of get into the minds of players and stuff like that, and. Because Kobe, even though a great player, was very mental in his game.
I don't know if you've seen, after he retired, he was giving, like, little challenges on Twitter to, like, players.
Yeah.
He was like, I think Giannis asked him, what's my challenge, Kobe? He said MVP. Or to Kyrie to, like, lead a team and stuff like that. I think that was great, too. Really pushed players to, you know, be better at what they were doing.
Because, and Kobe, you know, is passionate about basketball. Like, Kobe is basketball, you know, and we're going to touch a little bit on it later, but Kobe is a passionate basketball player.
Yeah, man, loved it.
You know, and
20 years just practice basketball.
In and out. in and out, you know.
Even for the injuries, you seen like the post, like he showed up to practice in pajamas with a cast on his hand and yeah. stuff. It's crazy,
you know. And
like that meme you were talking about earlier.
Well, yeah, where
he posted, yeah.
The picture?
The picture. He got flashed by the camera yeah. and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he went outside to stare at the sun 6 hours a day in the off season.
Yeah, and that is dedication, man. Like I'm telling you, if I'm playing Call of Duty and somebody quickscope me, I'm a rage quit. It's the end of the story, you know. And but yeah, it just shows
you. You be yelling at me.
Because Gabe be cheating once again. Next episode, but it just shows you the dedication that kind of man has, and that players should look into. It definitely shows that we should be doing things like that, or people should be looking into that, you know. So, but yeah, you want to do the top five?
Top five, yeah. We have a little list of top five players right now. Currently.
Yeah.
You want to get started, or should I?
You can go in and start.
Let me see. So top five right now. This is my list. Top five right now. I have LeBron number one, Dame number two, Kawhi number three, Giannis number four, and Harden number five. That's what I have. You have it ready?
Yeah, let me get mine here. So that was your right now?
Yeah, LeBron, Dame, Kawhi, Giannis, and Harden.
Okay. So mine's is somewhat similar. So I have LeBron, Dame. I do have Russ. I want to change this, right? I do think Russ is great.
When he's healthy, he's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And so if this list that I'm about to say is good for overall, but if we're going for bubble, I still think Dame is in there. Dame was playing a great game.
Oh, definitely.
Dame was playing a great game.
I think the Lakers adjusted real well to him.
Yeah.
The past couple of games before he got injured,
mm.
The defense for the Lakers really stepped it up.
Yeah, I agree. He's been playing great. Sad that he got ejected, or, you know, not ejected, but, like, you know, eliminated from the series.
Yeah.
But I still want him in my top five for bubble, at least, right? If I was to say remove Russ from bubble, I would put Donovan Mitchell in there over Jamal.
Yeah.
I would say that's a toss-up from Jamal on Donovan, but I like Donovan a little bit more right now. I think he's just really cool.
He's carrying the team, basically.
Exactly.
He has a couple injured players on his team. That's Jamal Murray. He has a full team.
Yeah.
I think they're finally getting Gary Harris back today, which is another young player they have on there.
Mm.
But Donovan Mitchell, he's been carrying the Jazz right now.
Mm. Nah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely agree. But
they have a great defensive center, too, and then Rudy Gobert.
On which one?
Rudy Gobert.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he stopped the whole NBA.
Yeah.
You know, when he got sick, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, those teams were going hard. But, you know, overall, it would be Russ. Bubble would be Donovan. Last would be James Harden and Greek Freak. Love Greek Freak. Cool dude. Defensive player of the year.
You have Harden over Greek Freak?
I do.
You do? Why is that?
I love his consistency in scoring. I think if James Harden... Well, no. I just have Harden over Greek because I like a shooter more than I like an in-paint person.
Okay.
I just like the skill that you have to have for a shooter.
I do think it does take a little bit more skill to... You have the handles you have.
Exactly.
And be able to put up these crazy shots from 30 feet out and make them.
Exactly.
I feel like if I had Giannis' body, I could definitely get up there, you know, dunk the ball, lay the ball, block shots, yep. Get rebounds. But I do feel like, you know, having handles is a hard thing to have. Especially, yeah. Like, these great players like Kyrie and, you know, Chris Paul and James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to practice that. You got to practice taking shots. These crazy shots that they take, they practice these shots.
Yeah.
You know, like fadeaway threes and one, you know, off of one leg and stuff. They practice these shots.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think Greek Freak is a great player. Like you can ask people. And I love Greek, but I do like the shooting skill that James Harden possesses more. And we can see Greek Freak getting better in that. Like as far as him trying to take threes, even though he's not the greatest at it.
Yeah,
and
his free throws yesterday. A couple things.
Yeah, his air balls were wild. But Greek Freak's a great player, defensive player of the year. Like he's getting there. I'm saying, but that's my top five, you know, at least for right now. But we also have a top five for all time.
So all time, yeah. For all time, my top five is LeBron,
mm-hmm.
Jordan, Kobe, D-Wade, and I have Steph number five.
Steph number five?
I was debating on putting Tim Duncan there because Tim Duncan was a great player, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's 5-1 in the finals, too.
Yeah.
He only lost one to LeBron.
Yeah.
But Steph just, he changed the game for real.
Yeah.
He's a great player. He's a heavy scorer, like. He could do whatever he wants when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy how you have to adjust your defense to one player.
Yeah.
It just, like, amazes me every time.
Yeah, and I agree. But, you know, Steph is a great player. Like you said, he changed the game. People forget that, you know, even though, you know, we call him, Logo Lillard, Logo Dame, it was originally Steph, you know what I'm saying? Logo Steph.
Steph was really the one that incorporated, like, once he got past half court, that's, you got to pick him up.
Yep.
It's crazy. Like, you got to pick the man up at the logo.
Yep. And it's like, crazy.
You could have a fresh 24. He's pulling it.
Yeah.
And half the time he's making it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he has the green light to pull from anywhere on the court.
Yeah.
You could just start the quarter and he'll pull up from the other side of that court.
Yeah.
And if he makes it, you know, he's a great. If he misses it, he's not going to get yelled at by the coach or nothing.
Yeah.
Because he just has the green light.
Yeah. If it sucks because I feel like now that you speak about that, like that might be a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes certain players should not take a shot. But I feel like as Steph's coach, I want you to take the shot.
Yeah. And have you seen LeBron's been pulling from the logo a couple times too?
He's been trying, and he's made like one too, right?
He makes a couple. Yeah. When he gets in his bag,
yeah.
When he gets that confidence up, when he gets a couple in a row, he pulls up from the logo.
Yeah.
And he makes them as well.
Yeah. He did it in front of Blazers too.
Yeah.
He tried. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah. In our post. Yeah, we had it in our post. We posted that.
Yeah, we did post it. Yeah, y'all should go check that out. You know, Instagram, BigBoys407. But my top five. Oh, did you do top five yet?
I did.
Okay. My top five is Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Kobe. I love Michael Jordan. The reason why I put Kobe second is because I feel like Kobe is Michael Jordan. Yeah, exactly. Like, he's good. He's real good. And I want to say, no disrespect to Michael, that Kobe's even a little bit better than Michael. The reason I say that is because he perfected what Michael Jordan did and
made it better.
He
added his own little game to it.
His own little flair to it. And Kobe was just so much more, well, I wouldn't say more passionate or more dedicated, but I feel like
I would say more passionate and more dedicated.
Yeah.
I would. Just because Jordan retired so many times during his career.
Yeah.
He first three-peat, retired, played baseball, came back, retired, and then I think he played for the Wizards a little bit after that, if I'm not mistaken. Kobe played the whole 20 years of his career with the Lakers.
Mm.
You know, there's times he was frustrated. Then I heard that he almost got traded to the Bulls or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he played 20 years nonstop, through injuries. Even when he was injured, he was still at the game watching.
Yep. And, you know, you're totally right. I mean, Kobe just had a love for the game, and you know, like we said earlier about the meme and the flashlight, like, that by itself just shows you, like, the man didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
He didn't like the term loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, he took it gracefully, but he hated it. He hated it. And, you know, once again, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Gianna Bryant.
She could have done a lot for the WNBA, too, being Kobe's daughter.
Oh, yeah. You know, and
they don't get, I mean, they're great players, you know. Yeah. You got to be a great player to play in the pro levels.
Yeah.
But they don't get the respect they deserve.
Which one? The women?
The WNBA.
The WNBA?
And, you know, they're not as good as the NBA players.
Yeah.
You know, I don't agree with them saying that they could take these NBA players one-on-one and beat them.
Yeah, I do have to agree.
But, you know, they still do deserve some respect.
Yeah. You know, because, look, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, whoever plays on the WNBA, I'm going to be scoring on them. No, I'm trash. And you would definitely expose that for me.
Correct. Trash. Very trash. Yeah.
You would definitely expose that for me, once again.
Said, when he plays against me, though, his defense just turns out crazy.
Because he, once again, this is trash talk Gabe, and he would try to expose me every time, so I got to show him some love back.
I have exposed you before, though. Let's just put that in there. I have exposed this man.
And I've gotten close to exposing Gabe, but we're not going to, no, okay.
You know, all the trash talking, all this, let's save that for later.
We going to get into a very heavy episode on that, best believe. But
we're probably going to end the episode arguing.
It might happen. You know, call 911. Send help. Do what you got to do. But, yeah, you know, I think Gianna would do a lot for that corporation, if you believe so. I mean, I think with her name being there, and if she would have gotten any kind of essence from Kobe, that would have been a great thing to watch. And I think NBA, WNBA would have been more integrated with regular NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It would be great to see.
And it's just,
like the NBA players support the WNBA too.
Yeah. Oh, Kobe wanted it so bad. He wanted to get that WNBA to another level.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing why it sucks that he left so early, you know, because mm-hmm. he really wanted it. Because, you know, his daughter wanted it, so he wanted it.
Yeah, he has so much more to do before yeah. he left.
You know, hopefully somebody can, maybe hopefully LeBron can do some kind of legacy thing. And I think he will, because LeBron's a dope dude.
Yeah.
LeBron's a dope dude. So yeah, I think he can definitely. Yeah,
very humble guy. I can't wait for the new Space Jam.
Oh, look, I'll let y'all know right now. I am a diehard Space Jam fan, okay? I don't care what y'all say about it. That movie is goated.
It's amazing. I love it, too.
Space Jam is a great movie, okay? And I'm not going to lie. Space Jam 2 is on my, like, most watched. I'm not a movie guy. But I will be day one movie theater sitting in the front row.
You down to go together when it comes
dog,
out?
No, we got to go. We got to go, okay? Because I'm not missing it. I'm not missing it. I love Space Jam. And if it's anything like the first one with just the cartoons and the real stuff, I'm down. And it's LeBron. Like, you have one great from another great. Like, it's LeBron.
Exactly, yeah.
It's LeBron. So I'm going to be in there. We going to be in there. Okay, y'all can catch us. AMC.
Yeah,
we're
going to be watching it.
Okay.
Hopefully the theaters open back up by the time.
Hopefully, you know, because Corona, I hate you. But, yeah, you know, that was my explanation for Kobe. I think Kobe's a dope guy for sure. But who doesn't agree? LeBron is obviously my top five. Once again, LeBron doesn't really agree with nature, to be simply honest. He doesn't agree with nature. He defies physics. The man is 35.
Most people at his age are about to retire right now.
Exactly. You know, the man is 35, and the man, as far apart from his hairline, okay.
It's gotten better.
It's gotten better. But the man's a goat. The man plays like a goat, and the man. The man talks like a goat. Like the man just he you know, he talks well for his community. He plays well for the association.
He's basically the face of the league right now.
Exactly. Like the man, if you think about basketball, I guarantee you one of the first five pitches in your head is gonna be LeBron.
Oh yeah, definitely.
One of the first five pitches, you know what I'm saying? And LeBron is not slowing down. Whether, you know, you like him for his shooting, for his assists, for his explosiveness, his dunking, whatever, the man has that kit for anything that you might need.
And he's doing so much off the court now too.
Exactly.
He's involved in all this social justice stuff.
Yeah.
He's directing his own movie. He's exactly. starring in Space Jam.
Yeah.
So like, you know, he has a full play, but that hasn't taken the thought of slowed him down or taken the thought away from getting this ring this year.
So, you know, LeBron's a dope dude. I can't wait to see. I want to see what he looks like after peak. If he's gonna be more like a coach, like you know, let me help these players become what I was. Or if he's going to say, you know what, I know I've peaked, and I'm going to back out now. I want him to be kind of like a CP3, you know what I'm saying, or Jimmy. Oh, we have to talk about Jimmy a little bit.
Jimmy, yeah. I feel like once LeBron retires, I do feel like he'll be a great coach.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Just
because
he knows so much about the game.
So much about the game. And he's done so much in his – in honestly a short time span if you think about it. Because, I mean, let's say he was going by regular guidelines. Well, he has three more years in the game. Three or four more years in the game.
Yeah, three or four.
You know what I'm saying?
Sadly, three or four. He's up there now. But
do you really think LeBron's going to stop right there? Because LeBron has no signs of slowing.
I feel like if he does have three or four years left in him, they're going to be elite levels of play.
Yeah.
There's no way he's going to have, like, a bad season.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Even if he has a bad season where he's going to drop down a couple points.
Yeah,
exactly. He'll make it up with assists.
Exactly, exactly. And that's one thing about LeBron. If he's going down in one area of a game, he's going to rise in another. You know what I'm saying? He's not doing so well in 3 points. He's doing well in 2 points. You know what I'm saying? He's doing well mid-range. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And this is a great thing. He can't make a three. He'll just attack the paint.
Exactly. He's going to figure out how to dominate the field.
And then, they'll clog the paint. He'll just shoot a three.
Exactly.
And he's definitely developed a way better three-point shot than he has when he came into the league.
Exactly. Oh, for sure. All it's pure development. No regression at all. Doing well. Well, my last two, I have KD. KD is what, 7 foot?
7 foot around, 6'10". It says 7 foot.
The man is humongous. The man is built like a toothpick. Okay, but the man is amazing.
He's on the Slim Reaper.
Dog, the man is dope, dude. Like he can slip through gates. You know what I'm saying? Like the man could get your basketball from under your car. Like dude is great. But he has his kit is great. You know, like I think KD was in the store the other day with somebody, and they said that LeBron was better than KD or was the greatest of all time. But then the new up-and-coming player was having a sit-down interview. I forget his name.
I don't think I've seen it.
But he had a sit-down, and they asked him who's the greatest player of all time. He said KD, you know. And that's because of his kit. Three-pointers, you know, inside the paint, his handles, You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a very diverse kit that a lot of people his size wish they had.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of 7-footers that you pass them the ball and they turn into a dinosaur.
Exactly.
You know, they like stay at the club of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. But KD is 7 foot, even AD is 7 foot too.
Yeah. I mean, I still take KD over AD.
Oh, yeah, he's way more mobile.
I love that. But AD is also pretty explosive, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I just love me a good KD show, man. Like, KD, like I said, I love a good shooter. And KD will also pull from a lot of places, you know? So, I love it. I love it. I think KD's pretty dope. And I can't wait till he comes back. I hope he gets better soon. I hope he rests up soon.
Hey, hopefully his injury doesn't slow him down one bit.
I hope
he's only 31, I believe.
Yeah, you know, and once again, if we're being real, that's young. That's young. The man still has another 9 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another 9 years. And lastly, Shaq. Shaq is a GOAT. That's it.
Most dominant player. Like, nobody could slow him down.
Exactly. Like, Shaq said it. Like, he said if he felt like if he played in today's era of basketball, he would average 40 points.
Yeah,
he's
saying
he don't know how real that is, but it's also true.
I mean, you're passing the ball in the paint. Who's going to stop him?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the man is dope. You know, we was talking about earlier, Shaq and Kobe. I don't care who you put else with Shaq and Kobe, they're winning it all. Rebound, shoot. Rebound, shoot. Rebound, put back. Rebound, like, it's just, that's all the dynamics going to be.
And Shaq has played with two great guards. He played with D-Wade, two in Miami.
Yeah.
When they won that championship in 06.
And you know what's funny? Every time you put Shaq on a team, you always have that duo or that combo, and he's in it.
Because I know Shaq played with LeBron in Cleveland. Yeah. Imagine if LeBron had prime Shaq with him, too.
Yo. That would have been like a cheat code. Finishing.
And LeBron's a way better passer than Kobe and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, LeBron is much more generous with the ball. Kobe's a little bit more selfish. So yeah, for sure. We want to touch on Jimmy buckets real quick.
Yeah, Miami, they swept the Pacers.
Yeah,
Jimmy is a great leader. He's showing all the young players, like, you know, how to take care of the team, how to lead the team, and you know, it's great.
Yeah, I agree.
He had a little bit of beef with T.J. Warren, but, you know, he definitely showed T.J. Warren that, you know, you don't mess with Jimmy.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. And, you know, I'm a big Miami fan. I'm from Broward, and I just got ripped. But I love it. I love him. Jimmy buckets has been doing numbers. He's really been showing the league that, you know, he's not to be played with. He's always been like that. He's always been a pretty vicious guy. Or not a vicious or aggressive, but pretty, like, stand his ground.
Yeah, and there's that Heat culture in general.
Exactly, for sure. You know, pretty like, in your face, you know, I'm going to do what I want kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But we love it, you know, and Jimmy's really taking off, and then Bam.
Bam is crazy. I think they're gonna give the Bucks a series.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won. I'm not just saying that as a fan. Not.
Like, I think Bam could hang in there with Giannis.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, he's been playing great.
Yeah.
Goran Dragic's been playing great. Duncan Robinson, we haven't talked about him.
Oh, yeah.
But he has a green light as well.
Yeah.
Him,
yeah.
Tyler Hero is pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're watching good basketball right now, to say the least. Yeah.
So, see, the threes that they're pulling, Duncan Robinson, he, I don't know, man. Some shots I be watching, you're like, no, there's no way that goes in.
Yeah.
And it goes in. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the thing that he's undrafted.
Who?
Duncan Robinson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean,
Miami always has, like, a way of finding these undrafted guys or G-League guys.
Yeah, man. Just making, like, good molds. It's Pat, man.
Yeah.
It's Pat.
It's crazy because,
you know,
even Hassan, when he was in Miami, he was going to be a star.
Yeah.
He got traded, but, you know, he did good.
Yeah.
Kendrick Nunn is good.
Yeah.
Who else? There's so many players that have been there.
Pat Riley is basically the Bill Belichick of the Heat, and he's doing numbers, and we love to see Miami, and we're just hoping they're doing good. We're right now, me and Gabe are both excited for Miami and Lakers, I'm sure. I think that's the two teams. And we just can't wait for the next couple series, you know, next couple weeks and stuff like that. You know.
What if Miami and the Lakers get eliminated? Who are you going for?
Then Bucks.
Bucks.
I would love to see Greek Freak go all the way.
I think Rockets.
Rockets?
I love Russ. I like Russ.
That's solid. That's solid. Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said, I like Giannis. But yeah.
Or the Raptors.
Raptors is an underdog right now.
Yeah, I mean they're defending champs right now.
So. Yeah.
I mean, they just lose to the Celtics today, though.
But I think a lot of people put Kawhi's face on Raptors.
Yeah, they didn't. I'm pretty sure when Kawhi left, nobody thought the Raptors would be this good.
Yeah.
It's just the chemistry they have.
Yeah.
They kept everybody together. They meshed well together.
Yeah.
Especially Lowry and, you know, Pascal.
Yeah. doing Fred numbers.
He was dropping a couple in
yeah. The little Drake lookalike boy, yeah, for sure. No disrespect, dog, but yeah, I mean, you know, yeah.
I don't think it's disrespectful. You look like Drake.
That man
Drake's
looked,
one of the biggest rappers too.
That it could be Drake's son. That could be Drake's brother, Quinn, whatever. But hot diggity.
I'm pretty sure in 20 years Drake's gonna tell his son he played for the Raptors. Show him a picture
of Van Bleak. You know, I was out there making multi-platinum songs and getting 20-30 points in one game. Hell yeah, hell yeah. But you know, but you know, like I said, it's not only a basketball. Or sports-related podcast, so we do want to flip the switch a little bit.
Yeah, we love shoes. We buy too many shoes. We spend too much money on shoes.
It's better than crack.
It is better than crack, yeah. It's better than
crack. You know what I'm saying?
But imagine we had that money for something. We could have so many more things, but I don't know, man. It's a nice pair of shoes. I just got to copy it.
Okay, you know, debate, you know, fight me, you know, at me if you want. You know what I'm saying? But look, a fit is a fit, sure. But it's the shoes that put together the outfit.
Exactly. You can't have a fire shirt, fire, you know, jeans or whatever, and have
some Vans, some regular, exactly. Some regular Vans.
I don't like Vans myself.
I'm not a Vans person.
A lot of people wear Vans, but I don't like them.
I'm not gonna lie. In middle school, I had a little phase of like, oh, look at them Vans, dude. You know, let me get some. You know what I'm saying?
I've never wore Vans.
I was in a little phase. I'm not gonna lie. But hell yeah, we spent way too much money on shoes. But I'm not gonna let nobody talk me out of it. I love my shoes.
Oh yeah, no.
I love my shoes. You know what I'm saying? I got a shoe rack. I got two shoe racks right now. You know, like, and I love my J's. You know, and
I buy way more retros than you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not really a retros man.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm only sixes and fours.
You like the Travis Scotts?
I love Travis. Oh, don't get me started. Them all of them green Travis Scotts.
How much were they? 500.
They're like 500 for.
And he was about buy two pairs. One okay. To wear and one to keep, like, what, in the case?
One to keep clean.
And I'm like, no, you tripping, bro.
Okay, that's but look at this, right, fellas. Okay, I'm size 14, okay? God did not bless me right there, okay? I wear size 14. It's hard for me to find shoes.
I have a friend, bro, John.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a size 6 or 7.
Damn.
And I met that man, you know, when we were young. And he's been the same shoe size his whole life.
Yeah?
This, like, he hasn't grown an inch since I met him. He hasn't. His feet haven't grown at all.
Yo, bless that boy. Bless that boy. You know.
But that boy, you know, he's short, but he a hooper too.
Yeah, no, John be out there throwing some buckets, okay? He need good shoes to throw some good buckets. So his collection, I don't know about his collection. We might have to bring him on the show one day.
His collection looks slacky. I'm pretty sure he's still playing those carries he got at the beginning of high school.
Oh shoot. Hey, I don't think he touched our collection then, but you want to list out some of your favorite shoes, like some of your favorite like colorways and shoes like that?
I got those What the Fours. You were the one I bought them.
Yeah, the What the Fours. Those are nice shoes.
I
man.
Like those a lot. Yeah. Air Maxes. I like the Air Maxes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the 11s. Mm-hmm. 11s, 12s, 14s. I want to get a pair of 14s so bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like the most retros I buy is the ones.
The ones?
Yeah.
AJ ones. I mean. There's so much shoes I love, but you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, and people will debate if this is a classic sneakerhead or not. I think Gabe is more of a sneakerhead than me because of his likes of retros. I do like certain retros. I do like sixes, and I do like fours, but that's my only retros I'm gonna buy right now. I don't like no other retros, to be honest with you.
One thing, like, I love LeBron shoes too. I have a couple pair of LeBrons.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know if you like LeBrons like that, but, I mean, I mostly use them in the hoop.
Yeah.
I don't really put, like, for a fit, going out somewhere, I put the J's on.
Yeah.
Hoop, I use the Kobe's right there. You can see them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, these are little beat up. Little green ones, yeah.
Or the LeBrons.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, it just makes sense. I think LeBron shoes, I don't know. LeBron shoes don't really pop like a Jordan does. Maybe it's because of tenure or whatever like that. LeBron shoes to me, though, don't really fit me.
I use the ball. Like I said, I use them the ball. I don't really put them on the fit.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm kind of same way. Like, I mean, I'm also an Adidas fan too. Like, don't get me wrong. I love some good Adidas shoes.
I don't know if you saw, but Damian Lillard's shoes when he dropped the 64 or 51, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
All his shoes on the Adidas store, they dropped down to the 51 or 64.
Really?
And
Adidas is dope.
I forgot to tell you.
I didn't buy no. He didn't tell me the damn thing. But
if I would have told you, probably could have. You would have bought like 10 pairs.
I probably would have been broke today. I probably wouldn't vote today. If that would have happened, I probably would not have been in this podcast right now.
I mean, so technically, I did you a favor.
He gave me a W. But yeah, you know, but I'm a fan of like the sixes. I love 270s. You know, Air Forces. I just love Air Forces. Air Force Ones.
I mean, A sneakerhead or Air Force One has to be in your collection.
It has to be in your collection. And
I need to go, I need to buy a new pair.
A new pair?
I mess mine up.
Exactly. Because when those things start to crease and get the dust and stuff on it, you got to get
Especially a new one. If you wear them like a bunch, you got to get a new pair like every 2 months.
You got to.
I don't know if you watch Pretty Boy Fredo.
Yeah.
I watched it. I haven't watched him a long ass time, but he used to get a new pair of Air Forces like every month.
Every month. I mean.
Or like two pairs every month.
You know, as a sneakerhead, it's mandatory. If you're going to wear those sneakers on a regular basis, you got to buy some.
It's so clean. You can put them with anything.
Anything.
Like you go casual shorts, put the Air Force on.
It's unbelievable. Anything, and it's how crazy. Old are those shoes, man? Like 80s?
Super old. The show I showed you, Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
It's an old show, but I love it so much. And I showed him it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the main character, Jackson, he wears Air Force Ones every episode.
Every.
And we were talking about like, How many pairs do you think they went for the 7 seasons they had?
I want to say he's doing a pair of shoes every 2 episodes.
Because you got to think about it. The show, you know, it has gore, it has blood, drugs, everything. So he gets a scuff mark on one. Next episode, the shoes are clean, like fresh out of the box.
Yeah.
He gets blood on ones, you know, new pair again.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how many pairs they went for.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. But it's just a good looking. I mean, you can wear. You see females wear it with dresses. You know what I'm saying? You see dudes wear it sometimes in suits.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and it looks clean,
too. And it still looks clean. Like,
that's the crazy part.
You cannot deny the classicness of a shoe. You know what I'm saying? And people forget, like I'm telling you, like, a shoe brings together a fit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It brings together a fit. And I think Air Force Ones do a great job for any fit. If you have one of those in your shoe collection, no matter if you was a president, all right, you hear me, Trump? Cop.
I mean, I don't know about Trump. Sometimes I see your fits and I'm like, all right, you know, that shit kind of trash. That shit kind of whack. But then I see the shoes. I mean, this man has some nice shoes. I see the shoes, like, okay, yeah, you know, that's fine.
I appreciate that.
But it slipped my mind what I was going to say. But, yeah, you know, like, you can't wear a fire fit and show up in, like,
Walmart some poopoo shoes. You know? Yeah, some freaking Airwalks.
You can't, you know, have, like, a Gucci shirt and show up in some Jesus sandals.
Yeah, no, you can't wear no jandals. But yeah, I mean, those are dope shoes. There's another pair of shoes that I love. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a huge fan of boots, but Tim's are just, I think, another classic.
Yeah, it's a classic, yeah.
You know, another classic shoe.
Something I wish my girl was into sneakers.
Yeah.
She stops me from buying so many sneakers. Like, if I like a pair of shoes, she'll just come out and we're like, those are ugly. Don't get those. That's too much money. And like, you know, go wait in the car. Like. The only pair of sneakers she wears is the All Stars, whatever those are called.
Oh, from Adidas.
I think so. I don't know. I don't wear them though. And the little Jesus sandals, yeah. And like rose gold. You can see them right there next to the Kobe's.
Oh, these sandals?
Yeah, that's all she wears.
Yeah.
And you know, I just wish she had a little bit more shoe game.
Yeah, I mean, my mom is the same way sometimes, and my current girl right now, she's like that too. I went to the mall the other day with her, and there's like this kiosk of like. Some Chicago's, some Yeezys, and I was like, oh, I gotta go. And she just like kind of pushed me to the side. I was like, you know what, thank you, it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, if I would have went over here, I would have spent way too much money. I'm gonna be real.
Yeah. I don't have no Yeezys in my collection. I don't really like them, but yeah. Just the hype, just to have the hype, I'd probably get a pair.
I'm not a huge fan of Yeezys neither, but I would definitely get a pair of blacks, the reflective blacks.
I don't know if I thought about that man, John. He was hooping in Yeezys the other day.
Was he?
Yeah, it was a while ago, not the other day.
Oh, he must have some kind of money.
He pulled up to my house.
Yeah.
This was you hooping in. He had long pants, he had Yeezys.
Yeah.
And he was still getting everybody out their buckets.
That's wild. I mean, these are cool shoes. I think they're, you know, one thing I'm not a fan of is the economy that we have shoes in now. Like, because when those new shoes come out, like the Chunky Dunkies. They were like, what, $2,000? Like, you know, it's just like, I mean, the shoes are ugly, in my opinion, anyhow. It's hyped.
We need to actually invest in some shoes.
Oh, yeah,
and
we should.
And resell them. We had this little plan a while ago, just fell through, but.
We should definitely get back into that. I do agree. We'll definitely talk about that, because, you know, we love shoes too much not to be in that market.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money to be made there, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And since we got that knowledge and everything, you know, for sure, I definitely agree. But we are creeping on an hour. This is our first podcast, like we said. I had a blast.
Yeah, I loved it.
I
was a little nervous, but you know, I like it a lot right now.
Yeah, you know, we're digging it, and you know, I hope this train, you know, chugs along, and I hope people jump aboard. Like I said, in the future, me and Gabe want to do like a YouTube channel, and we want to play with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like. Gabe just got a PC.
I want to do. I always wanted to stream and do a YouTube. It's just, you know, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So if we could get that started. You know, it'll just be fun to do, even if we don't, you know, we don't see any progress at the beginning.
Yeah,
it's still fun to
for
do.
For sure, just see where it goes. But we want to see if people want to come and join us on like a little adventures every once in a while. Like if we're playing 2K, have people come join our 2K game.
And your cam raging is super. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
You'll see me play 2K maybe once a year. I don't even buy 2K. My brother buys it and I game share. Okay, right. Don't sue me, PlayStation.
Call of Duty. We play Call of Duty too. Cam raging is hilarious.
Look,
one of his excuses around like, "Oh, Gabe, if I had a PlayStation remote, I swear."
Look, cause right now I'm on PC. My PlayStation's in Fort Myers. Okay, long story. I'm not gonna explain it right now, but it's over there. But
it's just an excuse.
But okay, let him tell you about how I already pooped on him.
Should we talk about what happened today? Earlier today?
No, we can't, cause you already signed a confidentiality agreement that you couldn't do that.
Okay, well I'll probably talk into it, but you know.
We'll see what happened next episode.
I'm gonna say it was a murder.
Whatever. But like we promised, today is the 30th of August. I can't speak English today. But we promised a podcast today, and that's what we're going to deliver.
I don't know when the next one's going to be. Hopefully soon.
Hopefully.
Maybe next weekend.
I want to bust one out a week, at least.
Because I know I got to work for the weekdays. Unless you want to do it later at night, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do it. Like I said, we can try to do the remote thing if we can't really get together or something like that. Just, you know, just make it easier for both of us.
It might be easier. We have a couple things planned. Maybe rumors and stuff. But a lot of stuff's going to get a lot easier. We're going to have a lot of content coming out.
Yeah, for sure. So, we didn't want it to be too long. I think an hour is actually a really good length. It's going to actually make it shorter. But it just kind of came, you know, it just kind of came off the top of the noggin.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like we could go so much longer,
too. Oh, yeah, we could talk so much longer. But we don't want to bore you guys. Me and Gabe talk about this stuff regardless. So, we want to, make you guys hear our conversations.
Yeah, like we literally talk for hours every single day. We could make this shit like 10 hours long and we'll have something fresh every couple minutes.
Oh yeah, for sure. We could do this all day. But you know, thank you guys for joining us, whoever's listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for all the support on the Instagram too.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of love on there.
Yeah, even though it's slow, it's sure, you know, and we love it.
We're trying to get posts every day, all the basketball games.
Yeah.
We just posted something about Cold War. We'll talk about the next episode though.
Oh yeah, we're excited for that. We're definitely excited for that. So this is gonna be talked about.
Zombies.
Oh yeah. I'm excited. Well, next episode.
Yeah, we can't keep going.
Okay, but you know, you guys have a good night, and we're logging off. Stop.